This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a big shout-out and a big hello tonight to Reno, Nevada, Eddie Floyd and company up there. And also I want to say hello to Seattle and our good friend Alan up there, the Second Amendment Foundation, and his three stations that we're heard on up there in the great state of Washington. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, for those that are working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. I'm talking about the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Talking about the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from here, there, and everywhere, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget about our Amazon warehouse people either. Thank you so very much, as well as our Amazon drivers. Now, we also want to invite you to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and follow us over there. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it. America, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, where it's just a little bit warmer there than it is here tonight, but it's kind of nippy, I think, for California right now, which Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody listening.
They bared it again out there, 49 degrees. They're out there. By the way, there's people with shorts on. You know they're from Canada. All right, thank you. All right, you know they're from Canada when they're out there in 49-degree weather with shorts. I saw some people yesterday walking up and down the streets here, not very far away from the ballpark, because, of course, we got some bowl games here coming up in Tampa. And shorts and a T-shirt walking around. It was not quite that warm, thank you very much.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to say this because you have a little piece of paper there sent to us from John, and we're going to talk about something here for a second. Joe Biden says, I'm working to ensure airlines accountable for cancellations. Well, he's going to be doing it from the beach in the Caribbean, right?
That's right, on a Caribbean vacation. Well, terrible, Captain. The blizzards and the snowstorms
and people frozen to death.
Yes, people
frozen to death.
To death.
Yep.
And what a terrible, terrible reality, but certainly a nice, warm Caribbean vacation. I guess, you know, people will say whatever they will say about it, but you know exactly what they would say about any, let's just pick any Republican president who would go on vacation at a time like this.
You want to know what I have to say about it?
What's that?
He's a worthless excuse for a citizen, American citizen, when you got people dying around you because they have no heat, they have no power, and you decide to go somewhere where it's warm.
Well, exactly.
That is a worthless individual.
Well, to say the optics aren't good is the understatement of the year, I think.
So tell us what you got there. John Duffy sent us something, and thanks, John, for doing that. What do you got?
Well, that's right. Well, he was showing us some of the statistics that are being compiled here by FlightAware, and that has to do with how many flights are canceled or delayed. Total delays today, meaning Tuesday, were 4,357 flights. But get this, total cancellations within, into, or going out of the United States, there were 2,709 flights.
That's more than half.
Yes, that's right. And it looks like Southwest, I think, has the lion's share with about 62% of those.
Yeah. And we did see the Southwest planes, four of them, taking off one after the other last night. And I'm pretty sure that they were empty the way that they got up in the air, made their turn, and they were gone.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, obviously, the weather has a major impact on all of this. Is there some kind of mismanagement going on? That remains to be seen, but that certainly seems to be the tone of the Biden administration tweet that said that airlines would be, quote, held accountable.
Well, I don't think it's mismanagement. I think what happened is you had a whole bunch of airplanes that they flew south and they couldn't get them back north again.
Well, of course, because you've got Mother Nature involved.
Because they had scheduled routes that brought them into the south, and they were turnarounds. They were supposed to turn around and go back where they came from, and they weren't able to do that.
Right. But the tone of the Biden administration, again, seems to be one of, well, we're going to go fight for you, but is that really going to be...
Yeah, right. He's going to go fight for me from the Caribbean while I'm freezing my you-know-what off in Buffalo, New York, or Minot, North Dakota. Right. Give me a break. All right.
Exactly.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning, and here we are.
Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Salato. You know it's cold outside. For those of you that have previous injuries, muscle aches and strains, the cold makes it even harder to get along and to motivate because it makes the pain even worse. I know, I feel it. I've got some arthritis. I've got a little bit of bursitis, so I know what that's all about, and it definitely makes you feel worse. So this is when you kick into high gear and you start taking the Relief Factor. Maybe you take an extra dose of Relief Factor to make sure that you're okay and you're not in pain. I had to do it yesterday and the day before, because I just ached. I just flat out freaking ached. And it worked. Once I took the extra packet, I was fine. But at least I had the product to take from Relief Factor. And you can find out, too, what this will do for you when it comes to those aches and those pains from the injuries that you've had previously. Maybe you've pulled a muscle or you've done something recently that's really bothering you. This is something that'll help you. It'll not only reduce the inflammation and the swelling, it'll go right straight to the source of the pain, get rid of the pain. And the reason I talk about this and have for the last 9 years is because the product works, ladies and gentlemen. It flat out works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the 1995 3-week quick start right there advertised. You'll also see some other things that they have there. Take advantage of everything they have in the way of health products that will help you. And remember, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it will go right straight to the source of the pain that you're having. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 on a three-week quick start. It's cost the same amount of money in the 9 years I've been talking about them. $19.95, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren will tell you,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! Bingo, bingo. Okay, I think I mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it again. Donald Trump's tax returns are set to be released on Friday.
That's right, 9 a.m. Friday morning, to be exact. And here you go. It's going to be a very interesting day, that's for sure. And it'll be interesting to see what they try to make out of his tax returns.
Oh, I'm sure they'll try something. Well, look, he didn't make as much, or, well, look, he made more than he said, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think it's just, it's absolutely whatever they want to make out of it. They'll either be, he's not the mogul you thought he was, or he is a mogul and he lied all over his tax returns.
But he did but he did it legal. You got to remember, there's legal loopholes to write off your taxes, legal loopholes.
Well, that's right. And who makes the tax laws? It's the Congress,
yep.
Right? And then the president, whoever that is at the time, they sign it into law, and smart, certified public accountants and its tax attorneys go through it, and they find a way to help their clients. So it's terrible because if anybody takes advantage of the tax law as written, and you said nothing illegal, but
nope.
Simply following the law, now you're vilified for that too. See, it's all part of the process of trying to simply destroy somebody's reputation, their character, what have you. But yeah, they'll make whatever they want. Oh, and by the way, Captain, I'm just dying to see the entries where it says Russia, 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 and we own Donald Trump. I'm just waiting to see. Is Adam Schiff going to suddenly just kind of hold ground for a while?
Hold the fort. Adam Schiff, your next senator.
Yeah, I know.
He's running for the Senate.
It gets worse, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to run for the Senate. Old Pencil Neck is going to run for the Senate.
Well, will he get advice from Kamala?
Maybe he'll get advice from Diane.
Yeah, no kidding. But, well, see, that's the thing. It's almost as if, and here you are, let's just briefly say, Adam Schiff, he had all this, it's all Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all out in the open. We got everything we need. This was years ago now, by the way. And yet he's been, I think, completely, shown that we didn't have everything out in the open. But yet he'll still go on and get higher office, this kind of stuff.
The Navy's next generation amphibious assault ship will be named after the city of Fallujah in Iraq.
Very interesting.
Yep. Such a battle that was, Fallujah.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, who goes on the amphibious assault ships?
Oh, it would be the Marines, I believe, right?
That's right. Nothing more fitting because they're the ones that fought that hard battle in Fallujah. My son was involved in that, too, by the way. The House of Representatives has banned TikTok on all official devices in the House with Chinese ties.
This is really interesting because obviously, try to take the politics out of it. Maybe this is one of those cases, Captain, where the politics is being taken out of it because this is the Democrat-controlled House. This is bad. And any time that you see this kind of thing happening, I think everybody has to take notice, and especially those who enjoy using TikTok. And we know there are all kinds of funny videos on TikTok, but
doesn't matter.
That's right, because the overriding issue is the data mining, data theft, perhaps. And the building of personal information about anybody, this is going to have terrible ramifications as we into the future. So if it's bad enough that not only the military but now the House is banning it, I think everybody needs to take notice of that.
Well, they do, and a friend of mine yesterday at lunch told me that he had been hacked 3 times in the last couple of weeks. And I said, what have you done differently? And he says, oh, I've been surfing the web pretty good. I said, you've been opening a bunch of videos? Yeah. Then I asked him the big question. I said, have you gone to any videos that came from TikTok? Yeah. I said, well, there's your problem.
Right. And these kind of, in other words, if you can see it coming, then, you know, close the door.
So the door. He says, well, what do I do? And I says, well, now you need to take your phone to wherever you got it, get a brand new one, have them get rid of the phone you've got, scrub it, get rid of it, and start all over again.
Right. Absolutely.
He says, you're kidding, right? And I says, no, I'm not.
Well, you know, especially when it comes, as we mentioned, the military as well, I believe, has nothing to do with this now. These are all very important problems. And once something can get infiltrated, now the sky's the limit.
Well, can't have them in the House of Representatives, they are aware of what it's doing. Can't have them on a military base, they're aware of what it's doing. And when they see it, they confiscate the phone.
Right. Right. Now, and again, this is the Democrat-controlled House doing this, and this all tracks back to China. To have this emerging, I think, is very significant.
Yes, yes, and can we throw another yes in there?
That's right.
Now, Louie Gohmert from Texas, congressman from Texas, former judge, has said that social media companies should face liability for a lot of the problems that they're causing people with what we're talking about.
Well, this goes back to the whole idea of what is a social media company? Is it a platform? Is it are they simply providing a place to say something, or do they edit that? Do they have editorial content that they're promoting or stopping? I think that's a good question, and of course, then there are the other aspects of picking up data and selling that data to somebody else, as we've even seen even with Facebook from a while back.
Well, I'm not sure they're selling the data, but they're certainly mining it. And China is certainly storing it so that they can determine or put together a database and they know who it is they're looking for when they go looking for them.
Well, right. Now, a lot of young people will say, well, all the social media, everybody knows everything about me and so forth. I think it's sort of a Pollyannish viewpoint, only insofar as that it may seem innocuous, but when you aggregate it, and as you said, who to go looking for, well, they might be going to look for somebody who they can turn, for example. I mean, this all sounds like old-time cloak and dagger Cold War type of stuff, with back in the movie, I'm trying to recall the name of the movie, but War Games, where they said perfect recruitment.
Hold that thought. We're coming back. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more bottom of the hour coming up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A severe winter storm that swept the U.S. in recent days is having deadly effects. There have been at least 56 storm-related deaths across numerous states. That includes New York, where snow has buried areas in the western part of the state and resulted in more than 30 fatalities. Snowfall in Buffalo reached 100 inches on Tuesday. The weather is also disrupting travel, as more than 3,100 domestic flights have been canceled Tuesday, with most of them belonging to Southwest Airlines. Meanwhile, Pacific storms are hitting the West Coast with heavy rain and strong winds. Controversy continues to swirl around now New York Congressman-elect George Santos, who admitted to adding a little bit of fluff to his resume. Santos confirmed he never graduated from college, worked directly for Wall Street firms, never owned property, and his grandparents never escaped the Nazis. Meantime, fellow incoming Republican Congressman Nicola Lara of Long Island has called for a House investigation into Santos, who said he will not resign. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said
you. You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you, and here's why. These are veterans, and some of whom have been first responders, working with fellow veterans and first responders. You've walked a mile in their shoes, they've walked a mile in your shoes, and they know what you're going through. That makes all the difference in the world. Unlike some of what you've already experienced, maybe at the hands of the VA, maybe at the hands of someone else, where they have no clue what they're talking about. All they're doing is reading it out of a book. Now, there's a major difference when you're talking to somebody who's been there. And I will tell you that Heroes Mile, and I'm going to spell this for you because a lot of people get it wrong and then they can't find it. They get confused. The word Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, H-E-R-O-E-S, and it's HeroesMile.com for the website. You can go over there, you can see all the different things they're up to, what they do, what they're doing, what they're planning, and become involved in it. And they take just as good a care of you, if not better, than some of the, quote, government programs. Because you've got people that have walked a mile in your shoes that are working with you. And they know what it's like. They know what it's like. And that's so very important in the day and the time in which we live. So again, their website, heroesmile.com, I'll spell that, HeroesMile.com, HeroesMile.com. Their phone number is very unique. It happens to be 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, 2, on the phone number. One more time. 888, and it's 888, and it's VET, V-E-T-NOW, the number 2. HeroesMile.com. Go over there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I see you're on your phone. You must have dropped off the other thing there.
Yeah, it looks like a technical issue, but we're working on it, but here I am.
Okay, well, that's very good. Now, I want to get back to what we were talking about in that the power station attacks up there in Washington State, and I believe there were four of them over Christmas, have once again sparked the extremist campaign fears that we may have a terrorist group operating along with what happened in North Carolina together on whatever it is that they're trying to do.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and it's a legitimate concern because when we see the kind of weaponry that's used in this, it's obviously some very serious contenders, and I say that in the sense of the kind of things that they're willing to acquire and how to use them. But of course, Captain, anybody who wants to go shoot up a power station has got something seriously wrong with them. If they have a political statement to make, I don't think people want to hear it if they're going to do such a thing. But to my knowledge, I don't think anybody has claimed responsibility yet for any of this, which also makes it a lot more mysterious.
Well, no one in their right mind would want to claim responsibility for this. I think you've got people that don't want to be known, but sooner or later we're going to hear what it is they're up to. I just feel that's coming. What do you think?
Well, exactly. So, I mean, they're doing this for some reason. Is it notoriety? Is it that they're going to then issue some other demand to say something else will happen? We're the same people who did this and such. You just don't know. So if it's a domestic issue or a domestic group, that's also concerning. If there are any ties to any other kind of international groups. But again, I do know this. I know that the FBI is working on this. They will find out who it was, and they will bring them to justice.
Well, I'm sure, because it's just a matter of time before somebody gets hurt or killed or worse.
Well, that's right. Someone could simply be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And to do this kind of thing, what's also was interesting to me, Captain, I mean, obviously the investigation is ongoing, so hopefully there's going to be some way of getting some sort of video evidence of this, not necessarily at the power station itself, but leading up to the power station. As I said, the FBI is very thorough, and they will determine who went where and what time and try to get some kind of lead on that.
Now, we have something very interesting that happened yesterday. It was in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's top elections official fully certified the results from the November vote. Did you hear about this?
I don't have to hear a lot about it. No, what happened?
Well, after the recount petitions in some counties had delayed the process, the Department of State said on Tuesday that an agency spokesperson said that Acting Secretary of State Lee Chapman completed the certification of all the races in all of the 2022 midterm election on Thursday. So Pennsylvania certified their results again for the second time based on the new information from the audit that they did.
Well, I guess it all adds up to Mr. Fetterman goes to Washington.
That's it. And that's only part of it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think it's Mrs. Fetterman goes to Washington.
Well, Joe Biden did say she'd make a wonderful lady in the Senate. So that's what he said.
Yep, and she's going to be in the Senate with him.
That's right.
Now, 22%, which isn't necessarily a large number of people, but 22% of Democrats are now I'm sorry, 22% of the people that were answered the poll, the Rasmussen poll, are saying that Democrats are America's greatest enemy.
Well, that's obviously very interesting. I would hope that there's some qualification in there in the sense that the far left Democrat Party elite are the ones who seem to be working against the traditional values of the American people. And otherwise, Democrats themselves, rank and file, I don't think they're the enemies of America at all.
No. At least we hope not, right?
Well, but there are people who are trying to manipulate, especially the rank and file. And this is one of the things I think is we see many Democrats leaving the party, not necessarily becoming Republicans, but maybe switching to independent, and because the Democrat Party doesn't reflect their values anymore.
Now, do you pay attention to the stock market at all?
A little bit when there's big news in the stock market, but I'm not a trader.
Well, this wasn't big news, but it's news, and you see it almost every day now. The stocks mostly fell on Wall Street yesterday, adding to more recent losses, and a lot of people are becoming confused as to what they're seeing. They thought that things would get much better by now, but they're not. There are some definite increases in stuff and some other things where it's going south very quickly.
Well, certainly the inflation, rising interest rates, other issues of uncertainty. The market does not like uncertainty. The
not
market
at all.
Likes things to be consistent. That's right. And so what's going to happen is I think there'll be more volatility, especially after the first of the year when we come out of Christmas and the holidays and the spending, get back to reality, and then suddenly people say, oh, my gosh, inflation is running over 8%. My wages aren't keeping up. I spent all my money in savings and credit cards during the holiday season. Now what?
Huh.
And I think that's going to be a real problem.
Right. And for those of you that are listening to the Capitalist America Third Watch, you know that coming up right here in just about 3 minutes at the very most, maybe four, we're going to have the second edition of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, of course, we do have some more weather coming in off the West Coast that's starting to move over into places like Colorado and New Mexico, and it will be coming to the east as we move along. So you'll want to listen. I hear the music coming in, so Kyle, hang on there. You'll want to listen to what we have to say, especially you truckers out there going east, west, north, south, out there on the West Coast. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really
a 1960 song, the actual original song, Ray Davies and the Kinks called You Really Got Me. Kyle, what year was that?
That's 1964.
I remember that. Boy, I remember that.
Yeah, well, I've got to tell you, the Kinks, though, got redone, of course, so by Van Halen, I think, and somewhere in the 80s. And, of course, Eddie Van Halen did a great job with that as on the guitar. But that is the original. You're right. It's got all the energy to boot.
Oh, boy. And how. and how.
That's right.
And that was played at everywhere you went. And by the way, when I had my band, we played that. It's one of the songs we played. We played Beatles music, Kinks music, Animals music. Let's see. The Beach Boys, we played that kind of music. And at that time, my voice was a little different. I could actually reach some of the high notes, which was something to hear. And we'd do the harmony and all that stuff. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And we had a guy, his name was Long John, and he was a big, tall guy. He played lead guitar, and he could reach all the high notes. He was really good. Really good.
Wow.
Wound up joining the Army, and I never saw him again.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea what happened to him. One of these days, I'll have to track him down and see. But anyway, his parents were car dealers, and they had been in the car business for a while. But anyway, if I keep talking, we won't get to the weather. Tell me what's going on out west, because we got weather.
We sure do, Captain. We've got all kinds of weather going through the southern part of California right now, stretching on over into Arizona, all the way over into Colorado, where it becomes snow. So if you're coming out of I-70 in Denver west of Denver, heading towards Glenwood Springs, over towards Grand Junction, you definitely got snow coming across the road. You got rain down in Arizona right now, just a little bit north of Phoenix, but up through Flagstaff, you got snow in that area, rain through Kingman, Lake Havasu City, all the way into Southern California, just a little bit south of L.A. right now, all the way down to the border with Mexico near San Diego. Also, snow and sleet and rain near Salt Lake City. Be careful there. Also, we've got up on I-90 coming across out of Spokane. You got snow coming up in northern Idaho right now on your way down into Montana. And we've got snow and a little bit of sleet and rain just a little bit north of Seattle. We're going to continue storms as we head. Careful out there.
All righty. Well, North Dakota, across the northern part of North Dakota, over into the northwestern corner of Minnesota, in about 50 miles from the Canadian border, got some unsettled weather conditions up there, bad driving conditions as far as the roads, snow-covered, icy, slippery, might be some wind blowing up there. Could even be some more snow coming from the west today, the northeastern corner of South Dakota. Got a little bit of a band of bad weather in there, along I-29. Be careful. Coming on down into, Kansas, the southeastern corner of Kansas, got an area of unsettled weather there. Oklahoma, Tulsa, on down to almost Texas. You got about 50 miles in from the border of Missouri, and from Arkansas, you've got bad weather in there too. Unsettled weather conditions going up I-44 over into Missouri too, coming out of Oklahoma. And then south of Amarillo, down towards Lubbock, you've got a mixed bag of weather. You've got winter weather in there coming from New Mexico. There'll be some snow in the forecast today. Also over towards Plainview as well. And then over to the east as we speak, Tennessee, and down into the northeastern corner of Mississippi, you've got some rain over there from the Kentucky border straight on down through there. And then you've got some unsettled weather out in front of it, some wind out in front of it, and not only Tennessee, but also in the northern part of Alabama. And in Georgia tonight, going up to Tifton, Valdosta, over to Brunswick, you've got some very cold temperatures. They come down as far as Ocala tonight, so be advised. We do have one last little blast of some really cold weather. It is currently 48 degrees here where I'm at in Tampa. It's about 10 degrees colder up there, and a little bit colder in some places because they've actually got a freeze warning up there again. So, Kyle, tell us real quick about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night. And we also want to remind everybody about the Pilot and Flying J. Go on in there and make sure you grab some coffee or grab some chili or grab some soup. They got some really great homemade soups there now, as well as something warm to drink.
Yeah, maybe like hot chocolate.
Yeah, they were out up in Jackson. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, well, they're helping a lot of people with some hot chocolate.
Well, they called me from there today and left me a message on my phone and said, hey, it's the Jackson Flying J, and we want you to know we ran out of hot chocolate last night because of you. People that didn't want coffee were drinking hot chocolate, and it was gone in a matter of about an hour. I said, well, that's pretty good. You get more. They said, yep, we got it coming.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, appreciate him and the stuff that he does for the program. And we're going to go right now to Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, before we get into the big stuff, which is Title 42, I want to talk a little bit about our little friend out there once again in Arizona, and that would be the young lady, the newscaster, Carrie Lake, who is appealing her Arizona election ruling, going to the next level.
And she was also fined $30,000.
Yep.
I think for $30,000, she's supposed to pay back Katie Hobbs.
Yep.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, for her legal charges.
Yep. So, yeah, this is going to escalate, I suppose, from Carrie Lake, but I don't know what the arguments were before the judge specifically. I know that all of the assertions that she had were not accepted, so I think that the judge followed through, I think, on maybe two of them.
Yeah.
And eventually, I think, ruled against her, so she's got a long way to go.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that going to the federal level, she's probably going to an appeals court, is going to do anything. They might hear the case. They might not. They might kick it upstairs. We
Correct.
Don't know. We don't
Correct.
Know. That's certainly uncertain at best.
Correct.
Yep. So you don't know until you try, I guess, right?
Well, precisely. And I'm not convinced that these judges necessarily understand you know, these rulings have consequences. I mean, what gets fixed? You know? Certainly not confidence.
No. And there's definitely going to be some problems with voter confidence out there in Arizona next time around.
Yep. Or any place.
Yep. Yep. Well, you're right. Now, we're going to be talking quite a bit about Title 42 when we come back after the break, folks. This is not necessarily a done deal. It's a work in progress until the Supreme Court allows everything to play out. It's going to be several months that this is going to be in absentia, if you will, that the Title 42 will still be enforced. But the people that are there, that are still coming, that are over the horizon, I mean, there's a couple, maybe 20, maybe 30,000 and more coming is what my understanding is. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More when we come back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with